covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
I look at what's going on in Washington, and I look at this hyperventilating, this feeding frenzy, this frothing at the mouth over Russia, which, by the way, let me remind you once again, the Democrats didn't care about until about 3 o'clock in the morning on the 9th of November, when they realized their candidate had lost a sure thing. When Hillary Clinton had blown a sure thing, then suddenly the Russian thing was the most important thing in the world. Now, investigations have been going on since that day about collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, and thus far, there's been evidence of not one single crime that I'm aware of, and yet it continues. Now James Comey puts out a claim that comes out of some memo that he wrote saying that Trump had asked him to look beyond James, beyond Michael Flynn, that is, and focus on the leaks, which is what he should have done, because the leaks continue, and the leaks, as Dennis Kucinich most aptly pointed out, are the biggest threat to American security that are going on currently and should be prosecuted. My next guest, Pete Hoekstra, a good friend of the program and key to us being informed, is back. Pete, welcome back.
Hey, good to be with you. Thank you. Good morning, Steve.
I don't know if you... Dennis Kucinich, oftentimes hard left guy who I don't have a lot in common with, but here he is on television saying, listen, the problem is Washington is fighting inside itself. We're not being attacked by the Russians. We're attacking ourselves internally. That's the big problem. We're not controlling the leaks. That's what should be prosecuted. And I'm thinking Dennis Kucinich just nailed it.
He did, and Dennis has also talked fairly extensively about, you know, the abuses perhaps of the NSA or the FBI in terms of observing Americans. And he believes, and I think there's concrete evidence that, he was surveilled. So you're right. I don't have a lot in common with Dennis either, but Dennis is a good guy. He was always a friendly guy, and, you know, he calls him as he sees him.
He called this one, honestly, that's for sure. All right, so a memo. Let's say, and nobody has seen, not one news agency, not NBC, not Reuters, not the Associated Press, nobody has seen this alleged memo from James Comey, and yet they're all going crazy about this memo that says that Donald Trump, you know, said, look beyond Michael Flynn, get rid of that investigation. No, what is a memo proof of, by the way, Pete? What would a memo prove if there was a memo? Is it proof of anything?
No, it's not proof of anything, although the indications are that the contemporaneous notes of an FBI official or a law enforcement official, that those do have merit and they do have value when you go into court. So, you know, if a memo does exist, if the notes do exist, there could be some relevance here. But I think the key question gets, and I think you nailed it when you started, Steve, is everybody's got to slow down. I learned this when I was on the Intelligence Committee. You know, when you get a sliver of information, you don't start running off into conclusions. It's a data point, and what it does is it maybe leads you to look for other data points. But, you know, this memo, this supposed leak of classified information by the president on Monday, by, you know, 24, 36 hours later, these things had either been partially or totally debunked as being major news stories, yet there are people in Washington who are running with a couple of data points.
Yeah, that's all they've got. That's right.
They're running to the word impeachment, Republicans and Democrats, and it's like, hey, guys, slow way, way, way down. These are data points. This is not an analysis. This is media. These are second, third, fourth-hand reports of information that you don't even know if it's real or accurate, and you're talking of, you're using that. It's the headlines of newspapers. It's for the media, some of the media, it's all about getting ratings.
It's reckless.
For politicians, it's all about getting on TV.
It's reckless, to say the least. And you say Republicans and Democrats alike, and my biggest concern here today is that when I see Justin Amash standing with Nancy Pelosi, if you will, using the impeachment order, when we have not one shred of evidence that anything illegal has occurred in all of the months of investigations, that's why Robert Mueller is being called a special counsel, not a special prosecutor, despite the terminology that CNN and others will use, special counsel. There's a big difference there, and it's an important differentiation. But when I see Justin Amash, a Republican, standing with Nancy Pelosi, I frankly think at this point he ought to be ashamed of himself.
I think anybody that has moved to and started talking about impeachment, like I said, like you said, Mueller is a special counsel. He has been assigned the task of investigating this. The Justice Department was very, very clear yesterday when they made this announcement. There is no implication or identification of a crime having taken place. This is for Mueller to take a look at what the Russians may or may not have done. And I'll tell you, I think this may be a two-edged sword.
I think so,
this
too.
This may come right back at the Democrats, because everybody says, well, you know, it's collusion, or they were there to influence the election. You know, if the Russians are so good, Steve, they not only were worried about, you know, maybe trying to influence the election, but if we're going to give them so much credit, you then also have to say, well, they must then have also been planning activities post-election and how they could worm their way into the positions of influence and manipulation.
That's
of
right.
The new administration.
It's just
and we
nonsensical.
All know that was going to be Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's nonsensical. And you make a good point that I want to focus on. Pete Hoekstra with us here. The blowback. A two-sided sword here, two-edged sword, because the blowback could come back to the Democrats, because if we're a year from now and we have not gotten tax reform and Obamacare has not been repealed and replaced because all of the people's work is stalled while this investigation goes on into the abyss, I will remind the listeners of 1998 when Newt Gingrich was no longer Speaker of the House and the Republicans were no longer in power after a successful impeachment of Bill Clinton, but the people were not impressed because their work was not being done. And if it comes right. That there's no fruit on this tree and that the attacks on Donald Trump were solely political in nature and had no substance, I don't think it bodes well for the Democrats come the next election.
No, I think that's, who knows how, you know, the next election is a long way off. And if we don't get tax reform, if we don't get health care reform, if we're not creating jobs in the economy and raising incomes and those types of things, the voters will be frustrated with Washington, and it will be hard to predict exactly who they will hold accountable. I think right now, though, in messaging and those types of things, as much as I hate to admit it, I think the Democrats have the momentum.
I think they do, too, but I say this to them. I say be careful what you wish for. You've got your special counsel now, but if it comes up empty, And the American people's work does not get done because you blocked everything along the way because you have a hatred for Donald Trump, I think that's problematic. I really do.
Yeah, but I think, remember, what the objective here is, they may hate Donald Trump, but their objective is national health care. Their objective is bigger government. And all of those types of things. And sure, they are attacking Donald Trump, but their ultimate goal is to implement their policies. And right now, the best mechanism for them to do that is to destroy Donald Trump.
That's right.
But, you know, they're not. If they destroy Donald Trump, they're not going to be satisfied. It's still all about implementing their agenda. They don't want
no question.
Cuts.
Pete, we got to leave it there. As all, a great conversation, and you know the frenzied pace will continue, my friend. Thank you as always.
All right, have a great day.